The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
I'm joined by two gentlemen, Miles Courtney, who's a local historian and a well-known walking tour guide of New Ross, and it's well worth the walk, that's for sure. And we also have Willie Keelty with us, who is honorary president of the JFK Summer School as of yesterday. Willie, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And he actually was present during the JFK visit in 1963. And we'll talk to him how he was one third of a father. But that will be later on. But first of all, Miles, it's not just about JFK. New Ross goes way, way back.
It does indeed. It goes back to the ancient Irish annals when there's an account of the Fianna, Cú Chulainn's group, who were guaranteed three days and three nights of hunting in the woods of Rossvictrone when there was a scarcity of hunting anywhere else in Ireland and Scotland. So that's about the first recorded message or account of New Ross.
But if there's a father of New Ross, it's a man called William Marshall. Now, who is he?
William Marshall is known in history as the greatest knight. He served five English monarchs in a high capacity. He was regent in England twice. And we have an agriculture saying down here when somebody marries a farmer's daughter that he married into the place. And that's exactly what happened, Marshall. He married Isabel de Clare, the granddaughter of Dermot MacMurrough. And by marrying her, he acquired all her lands of Leinster, Pembroke and Wales, and some in Normandy. So he won the lotto, basically, the medieval lotto.
Now, his wife's heart is said to reside here.
Yes, legend has it that Isabel's heart, she died in 1220 and was buried in Tintern Abbey in Wales. Mm-hmm. Legend has it that her heart was removed and embalmed and brought back and deposited in the grounds of the church that she founded here in New Ross. And there is actually what H.G. Leask, an antiquarian, described as a cenotaph with an inscription on it with Isabel Lyon, L-A-E-G-N, on it, that currently resides in the chancel of St. Mary's Church here in New Ross.
So it may be true, it may not be true, but it's a great story.
I wasn't there that day, so I can't really vouch for it, but it's a legend, and we love telling the story.
Now, all sorts of figures are associated with New Ross, and the name Berkeley, or as they would have it in Britain, Barclay.
Barclay, yeah.
Tell me about him. A philosopher?
The philosopher was, his family hailed from Inishtig in County Kilkenny. He came up with the theme that if a tree falls in the wood, how do you know? Does it make a sound?
If there's nobody there, it doesn't actually make a sound.
But his family, members of his family purchased and lived in an area just outside the town, an area called Skark, and it's Barclay Forest. And the house that's there in Barclay Forest has connections with the Barclay family of Berkeley, California, and
so of course they call it Berkeley over there.
Berkeley, yeah, well, sure.
Now, a little bit of latter-day scandal attaching to him because he was a slave owner and bought slaves and thought by buying slaves he might improve them in some way.
Well, I personally don't know about it, but it's a common enough theme that my motto is that we learn from history, not live in it. So we could have several stories about similar people from
this
George
area. Washington was a slave owner.
But by the same story, we had a great advocate of the anti-slavery movement here in New Ross in the 1830s, George W. Carr, who was in big demand as a speaker at anti-slavery conferences and whatnot around Ireland, England, Wales. And he also founded the first temperance society in Europe in a street just around the corner from here.
Now, the 1798 rebellion, there was at least one set piece here.
Yeah, this is where everything turned. The Battle of Ross, 5th of June 1798, attack on the town. We celebrated, or its resonance still remains today in our Irish national anthem, where we sing about the Barn of Buil, The Barn of Buil was the actual, the Three Bullet Gate here in New Ross, the Gap of Danger, or in the song John Kelly, the Boy from Killan, the Grim Gap of Death. But the attack on the town failed because it was supposed to be a coordinated attack. Matthew Furlong, an emissary from Bagnall Harvey, was shot by a sniper as he made his way to, with a letter to the commander of the town. He had a flag of truce, but he was still shot on his way to the gate. His buddies didn't take too kindly to this, and instead of a coordinated attack, they rose up and attacked the gate about 4 o'clock in the morning, when the plan was a coordinated attack at dawn. But the whole rebellion turned in New Ross, and at the defeat here, they went back to Wexford, whereas the plan was to go across the river and head on into South Kilkenny and Waterford.
Let's move on to the scandalous ladies of Llangollen.
Yeah, the ladies of Llangollen was an 18th century celebrity case, or case where the two ladies, the Ponsonby and Butler from Inishdeag and from Kilkenny, under the pressure for an arranged marriage, the two ladies just skipped it and went over to Wales. But they brought with them their housekeeper, a lady called Mary Carroll, who was a resident of New Ross, originally from New Ross. But she was the glue that kept the two ladies together. They set up in Llangollen in a place called Plas Newydd, and they were celebrities in that area. They were visited by Byron and Wordsworth and those type of people. But there's a huge connection in it there. It's another New Ross connection that a lot of people don't know about.
But it was regarded as scandalous.
Oh, absolutely
scandalous. Because you had the older woman running off with the
younger
woman.
Lady, yeah.
The older woman was 40 and might have gone into a convent if she had just stayed here.
Correct.
And the young woman would have been married off to somebody she didn't want to be with.
But that was the problem. The danger was, or the plan was, that she was to be married off. And
so
that's
the two of them hightailed it away.
Exactly.
Yeah. With someone to look after their needs.
Yes, and she was the glue that held them together.
And they were all buried in the same grave.
In the same grave, because there was financial difficulties that Mary Carroll, they were facing eviction, and Mary Carroll went off and sold some property she had in New Ross. And with the proceeds of that, but this story is well catered for on YouTube. If somebody wants to just Google the ladies of Llangollen, there's a lot of interest in it, and you can find it on YouTube.
They get all the prurient detail.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, Willie, you were a third of a father. Explain.
Back in 1963, Pat, I was one of the many children invited to welcome the President Kennedy to New Ross. So the father came from, all the kids were set out on the pitch.
Yeah, to lie down on the pitch.
On the pitch, yeah.
And the word was foilta.
Yes.
And the A father
was, I got one of the fathers, but at the time I always thought I was the only father, until about 50 years later when we had the anniversary, and lo and behold, other people said I was the father as well. But yeah, I only realised that the helicopter was going to be 1,000 feet up in the air, so to see us, we were too small. So
it took three of you to make one father.
It took three of us to make
one. What do you remember of the day?
Well, firstly, I remember probably the days before. We had a lot of activity here. Helicopters were coming in, which was very unusual for us all,
sure,
so it was really exciting. The morning of it, we were all got up and had to get her white shirt on, her white pants on, a red tie, white shoes, and a red and white belt, which was the colours of the school kids. And we wore that uniform typically for Corpus Christi processions. But this day we were going to meet a president, not any religious person, but a president of the United States. So we were all delighted to be up there. And the kids, of course, the helicopters were exciting, flying in over. Mm. We were thrilled to see them.
It was the second day of his visit. He flew into Dublin first, met Dev, then he came down here, then he went on to Cork and various other places. A whistle-stop tour of Ireland, really. Yes. But 7 minutes here on the quayside. And that 7 minutes has led to transformations in New Ross. And I see that Miles is also nodding his head in agreement. It's made a huge difference.
Absolutely, Pat. It was, first of all, he wasn't supposed to come to New Ross, really. And I'm sure the government would have preferred if he hadn't. But Andy Minahan and and the town engineer Harry Finnegan and a few others were constantly sending President Kennedy notes every time he became the congressman, when he got elected. So, and then he retorted back and said he was delighted that he was part of New Ross and that's where he came from.
And his younger brother Ted had been here. Ted, he'd been to Dungannstown and seen the old family homestead.
And he came the year before.
Okay.
And he had met Andy Minahan. And Andy was quite the character. And I would say it was, people were nervous about what Andy might or might not say to somebody because he was quite the person.
But when you consider the size of New Ross, and it's grown a lot since 1963, it'd be almost like Trump going to Doonbeg. You know,
it would.
Which is going to happen.
And funnily enough, I had just looked up the other day and I got the budget for Kennedy's visit to New Ross, which was £1,000.
£1,000 is the cost.
£50 for the decoration of the town.
My goodness. And I'm sure the government having nightmares, you know, the extra security and all the rest, although at a much lower level than we have today. But of course, months later, he was dead. He was assassinated.
Absolutely. And that was actually quite tragic for the town in some ways, because the expectation of having the president in the White House was only lasted 6 months.
Yeah.
And we had now found this man had come home, and all the other visits were far more orchestrated. But this one was a little bit looser, a little bit lighter, and he enjoyed it. I mean, it was obvious on all the films he enjoyed it.
And finally, Miles, the Kennedy connection, what difference does it make when you're doing your walking tours?
There is a connection there, but it's an age profile. Willie and I were discussing this earlier. It's an age profile. It resonates with people. Sorry, Pat, for people our vintage.
Go on.
But it does. But I find I have to be diplomatic when I introduce it. The Kennedy statue here is a real photo opportunity for people. And I have had people come over and throw their arms around. Americans come over and throw their arms around them and say, my God, we miss you. But there are others, when they come here, they just say, nah, I'm good. So there's still an attraction there. There's still an attraction with Irish people as well. And we value it here in New Ross, and we promote it.
And he still is, for all sorts of reasons, an iconic president of the United States.
Oh, I mean,
very the first
so.
Roman Catholic, and then all of the glamour that attached to the Camelot of the era. But it lives here on in New Ross. Look, thank you both very much for joining me. Willie Keelty, who is the new honorary president of the JFK Summer School, and local historian and walking tour guide Miles Courtney. Thank you very much both.
Thank you,
Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.